Milton, Aunt, armed with her stop sign, a fiercely protective vigilance and an infectious smile, Angela Weatherhead spent a good part of the last 3 decades at the corner of Wilson and Woodward. Her goal was clear. Keep the kids safe. Overwhelming gratitude for that is now being felt on social media and through a tribute book that hangs on a light pole at the intersection where Angela faithfully served. Heartfelt messages of thanks and affection are quickly filling the pages in memory of the beloved crossing guard, who was on duty just 2 weeks before passing away peacefully at Milton District Hospital April 4. She was 77. She was amazing, said 11-year-old Ricardo Toledo Tuesday morning, as Robert Baldwin P.S. students took turns signing the book, which hangs in a bag next to flowers and a stop sign. When she smiles, it made my day. That love is shared by countless others whose daily protection Angela was charged with. Angela Weatherhead. Family photo. She was awesome, listening to her stories and seeing how she taught safety to the kids. You knew you were safe with Angela, said parent Tracy Tana, who assisted friend and fellow parent Melissa Mulholland with starting the tribute book, which will be given to the family once it's been filled. She had a good command over the intersection. A stone's throw away, Woodward Avenue residents Tommy and June Febbers, longtime friends and former neighbors of Angela, have reached out to the town in hopes of having a tree planted or plaque installed in her memory. The couple fondly recalls their friend being the crossing guard for their grandchildren, and how June took care of Angela's grandson Cody while working at a local daycare. She was a fantastic person, very contentious. Everyone felt safe with her, said Tommy, pointing to his backyard, where many a conversation over the fence was enjoyed with Angela. Added June, she looked out for them all. Trained by Angela and working with her for 10 years at Wilson and Woodward, Don Ramberg recalls the longtime crossing guard as extremely friendly and protective. We worked really well together. Everyone loved her. Tribute messages for Angela can also be shared at Robert Baldwin's Family Math Night on April 25 from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Angela is survived by her husband of 55 years, Desmond, as well as 3 children and 3 grandchildren. A celebration of life will be held once she has been returned to her home country of Barbados.